Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coco Express Show for Thursday, September 15th, 2011. I'm your host, Aurelia Lyles, and we are live with a show in tune with today's fashion buzz. Yes, yes, we have heard about Fashion Week, and that's all we've been hearing about on the news. Well, joining us today is Amal Saradin, an award-winning fashion designer. However, before we get into learning about Ms. Saradin, let's get some history on Fashion Week. What is it really about? According to Wikipedia, that's where my source is, during World War II, fashion insiders were unable to travel to Paris to preview the fall collections. This proved to be the reason behind the launch of the world's first Fashion Week, originally called Press Week. This stylish affair took place in 1943 in New York City. The organizer, Eleanor Lambert, she hoped to detract attention from the French and try to put the American fashion designers on the spot, in the spotlight. And she did. Press Week was a huge success, and magazines began to feature a variety of U.S. designers. But before that, before Ms. Lambert, there were fashion shows throughout America, and it began in 1903 in New York City. And it was by a shop called the Urich Brothers. They put on what was thought to have been the country's first show, first fashion show, and it was to attract the attention of the females, the middle-class females, into their store. Many of the big department stores followed suit, not long behind them, and they also tried to take and create these fashion parades like they had in Paris. These parades were an effective way to promote stores and improve their status. By the 1920s, the fashion show had been used by retailers up and down the country, all over the country. They were staged and often in shops, in the shops, restaurants, during lunchtime or tea time. These shows were usually more theatrical than those of today. They were heavily based on a single theme and accompanied with a narrative or commentary. The shows were very popular. They enticed crowds in the thousands. The shows were so large in New York City that in the 1950s, you had to obtain a license to have live models in the show. Now, that's something really interesting. Moving forward to today, there are four major fashion weeks that take place in the same order each year. The New York, London, Milan, and Paris. They're called the Big Four. This collection group holds two events a year, fall/winter in February and spring/summer in September. These shows, they provide a sneak preview of what at new collections and up-and-coming trends. Fashion Week wasn't always held at Bryant Park. It moved to Bryant Park in 1994, but prior to that, it was in lofts, clubs, and restaurants. So that's the history of Fashion Week, and that's what it's all about. Joining me today is Amal Saradin, and she is a Lebanese fashion designer who launched her collection in Beirut in 2004. After earning her degree in fashion and interior design from the Lebanese American University. It's said that that in Beirut, this particular city is known for luxury couture style and the home of fashion icons like Elie Saab and George Charka. Her designs are sought after because of her lavish and opulent evening gowns and bridal gowns. Her clientele includes Middle Eastern society, royalty, celebrities, socialites in Europe and the United States. Please, please allow me the opportunity to introduce to you and bring to you Amal Saradin.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for joining me today.
Hi. How are you? Fine?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm so honored to have you.
Oh, well, I am really glad that you were able to join us today. You must be so excited.
Yeah, of course. Actually, every year, I'm so excited to come here over here to show my latest collection.
Yes, because you're going to be at the Waldorf Astoria tomorrow in New York, correct?
Right. This is my first time here in Waldorf Astoria, New York City.
Oh, great. Now, I understand that you come from a fashion background. Your mother has her own,
exactly.
Well, she had her own design house. How did that affect you?
Actually, it gives me the whole experience I needed for my career in fashion design. And after graduating from the architecture school, I feel like better for me to work in fashion industry, especially that fashion is all my life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I grew in fashion house because I was a little child, so I feel I'm very comfortable with my work in fashion and creativity with clothes and colors and fabrics.
Okay. Now, what inspires you and your collections? I know they each have a theme. What inspires you?
Actually, what inspires me in this collection is the architecture. I tried to connect the architecture backgrounds that I had with my fashion background, and I came up with this collection that was labeled under the name of Sensual Line.
Okay, that's great. Now, when you are doing your designs, like there was one designer that I once heard, he saw an hourglass, and he wanted to create a dress that took on the shape of the hourglass. Are you inspired by different things? Like, I know you do the architectural design. Are you inspired by other things like that?
Definitely. I get influenced by many things, you know. And this time I get influenced by lines, by seagoing lines,
mm-hmm.
the sexuality of the whole feminine world. You know, I don't also get that even though when you think of architecture, you think of very hard and tough things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried all my best to make it very feminine, very soft and elegant. And if you see my dresses, you see lines going on the body of the lady. To try to give her a special look.
Yes, I noticed that your dresses are free-flowing and very sensual. Now, what fabric do you enjoy working most with?
What
fabric? What material?
What fabric? Actually, in this collection, I work with a very special fabric. It's called cashmere. It's also a very tough material. And I choose a very special kind of it that has many colors. It reflects many contradiction colors at the same time. So you can find dresses that are simple and warm. Same time, that change colors with every single movement of a lady on the catwalk or.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
So, and I also use other materials with that, tulle, and I use also many things accessories to embellish the whole design.
Now, when you're preparing for an event like Fashion Week, how long does that take you? When do you start your preparation for that?
Actually, it took us 6 months to prepare for the whole collection. Every 6 months, we start a new designs for the new fashion, upcoming fashion show. for us.
Mm-hmm.
So after going back to Beirut, we started to prepare for the new for our new fashion show, which will be hopefully in the next February.
Okay. Now,
it's always like that.
Oh, it's always like that. That's just the process that you go through every year.
Every year, twice per year. You know, we need to follow up the international designs, international fashion for fabrics, for accessories, for even for design for clothes. You know, it's all follow all together.
Okay. Now, after the event is over, do you take the orders? Like, I know people place orders for your gowns and dresses. How do you process that and still be able to get ready for the next collection?
Actually, we have special staff charged for the fashion show. And concerning the orders, no, we have other staff that I consulted with the audit for customers. So it doesn't influence each other. We see for everything at the same time. Orders, basically we start to take orders beginning of August, because seasons are divided like that, from August till February, from February till June.
Okay. Now, what is your favorite color for this collection that you're going to be showing tomorrow?
I use many different colors together.
Mm-hmm.
I have like blue and emerald colors to pink jet. I have like a bronze and silver jet. I have like silver and gold. Gold and the red color, red and black, all together matching.
Oh, okay.
But basically, the main color in the show is the gold one with the red.
Oh, great! That sounds really beautiful. I did look at some. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, please? Hello. Oh, I think we lost our connection. I'm sure she'll call back shortly. And it's really interesting to see the process because we only get to see the finished product when we watch the clips from the fashion shows that are hosted on the news channels and some of the other things we watch. We've also watched the show with Heidi Klum that comes on as well. So we only get to see a portion of what really goes on behind the scenes. And speaking to someone like her enables us to really understand that this is a very intense process. This is a very laborious process and requires a lot of detail. And, you know, it's hard to just imagine how much work that goes into this, much like anything else you decide to do. And I'm hoping that she's able to get back in contact with us so that we can conclude this interview. However, if you want to view her website and see her designs, you can view it at www.amalsariedine.com. That's www.amalsariedine.com. And she will be showing her collection tomorrow at the Waldorf Astoria. And I am sure it's going to be a beautiful collection because, if you go to the website and you view her collection, you'll be able to see that this is really an amazing, amazing collection. And the free-flowing sensuality of the dresses is really beautiful. Here she is. We have her back on the line. Hold on. Hello.
Hi. I'm sorry for getting disconnected.
Oh, it's okay. I was giving everyone your website so they can go to your website and they can view some of your collection, your designs. And
yeah.
And I, And I was just explaining to them how beautiful your designs are, and they're very sensual and free flowing. And you use crystal in a lot of your designs, correct? Crystal and silver.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. And you know,
actually, on my website, you can find the oldest collection. My newest collection is not yet shown on my website.
Mhm. Yes, I saw them, and I thought they were extremely beautiful, and I wish I had the body of some of those models. I'm telling you, I would just love to wear your dresses. To wear your dresses, my goodness, they're beautiful. Now, you're quite welcome. I'm just honored to have you on the show, to be honest with you. And yes, and I just find the whole process of designing, creating, putting it together to be such a work of art. And once you see the finished product, you can't believe that it's actually done. We lost her again, and I understand, because my connection sometimes when I'm trying to do things, I get disconnected a lot lately. I don't know what's going on, but I'm sure she will try to call back again, and we will try to see, if she has any other. I know she has her other shows in Beirut after she leaves New York, showing her collection. However, she will be at the Waldorf Astoria in New York tomorrow, showing her collection for the spring of 2012. So you have to understand that what you see on the runways, they're always a year ahead. So we're getting out of summer, spring, and now the collections that are on, that are being shown in the runways, they are for that next year. Hi, you're back again?
Oh, yeah, goodness. I'm back again. Sorry for that.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Now, when is the next time that you're back in the U.S.?
Hopefully, I'll be back in February for my summer collection.
Okay. Now, you do the same process. You just do one show in the U.S. and then you leave and go back, or do you stay around for a little while?
I have to go back to Atlanta again for my workshop, because I have plenty of orders to finalize it. But hopefully by next time I'll have more time to stay in the U.S.
Okay, great. Well, I am not going to, hold you too long, because I know you have a busy schedule and you have a lot of things you probably have to get together before tomorrow's show. And I wanted to
thanks a lot.
You're welcome. And I wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to join us. And as I told all of my listeners, that they can go to your website and they can see all of your previous designs. And when will you have your new collection, your spring 2012 collection, online?
Definitely after the show, immediately after the show, by next week it will be shown online, hopefully.
Okay, great, because I'm going to make sure that I look and see everything. We'll be there tomorrow as well at the Waldorf Astoria, but I also want to make sure that my listeners know where they can go and see your collection as well. And I would like to thank you so much for joining me, and I know you're going to be fantastic tomorrow. So thank you again.
Hope
and have so. Oh, you will. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for you, and hope you'll enjoy the show tomorrow.
Okay, great. Okay, have a great day. Thank you.
Same to you, and for all the audience. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Well,
bye-bye.
Bye. That's our show for today, and I would like to thank all my listeners for their continued support. Please join me on Saturday, September 17th, where we'll have Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success, and once again, Steve Duncanson will be offering those free travel opportunities. Please don't forget. Thank you and goodbye.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.